Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We want to thank you guys for listening to the podcast all around the world, 133 plus countries. Wow. It's just phenomenal how it goes down. And again, thank you for everybody that came up to us and slapped hands at G4 Live. We're still riding the high from that. If you weren't there, you need to be at the next one because it was really fun. And thank you for coming to see my senior citizens in Oklahoma at CannaCon, because Mark and Craig were very flattered by all the people that they met.
It was crazy.
And they had a great time there as well. So, you know, every time you see us.
The events are happening, too.
They're happening. I want to thank everybody that said hi to me at the ballpark out there in Cota de Caza. I wanted to say hi to you guys. The kids' sporting events are just flocking to me. It's just great. Anyhow, great show we have planned for you guys today. Mark's a little out right now. He's going to be coming back in. He's got some great stories from when cannabis goes bad. I think he's going to be talking about something that's going down in San Diego as well as in London across the pond. And Blue's still dealing with his eye. I don't know what's wrong with the guy, but, you know, he's got some problems. Bottom line. I'm going to go green with this story right here, Craig.
Because what do we got, Joe?
This right here, my brother. Now, I don't know about you, but I didn't grow up a soccer fan. And when I say even grew up, I'm going to continue to say even in my adult years where, of course, we all know, if you don't know, soccer is the biggest, favorite, most popular sport in the world. But I always used to say, F you to my soccer fan friends. Football, I live in America, blah, blah, blah. So where I'm alluding to is there's a soccer story where this person's leading into cannabis. So I like this story now because now I'm a soccer fan. I've actually watched some shows on like even Amazon on on one of the teams out there. And there's this other soccer show on Apple TV. It's a soccer show, but it's a comedy show. And I forget the name of it, but it's a phenomenal show. Hilarious show. And if somebody can Google the Apple show, soccer show, so I can give every listener out there exactly what it is. Ted Lasso is the name of it. Ted Lasso, folks, from Apple TV. Hear me now, believe me later. That's the name of the show. Hilarious soccer show. And it's just because he becomes a soccer coach. Why this is going green is soccer great Cristiano Ronaldo. You've heard of him, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. He's one of the legendary soccer players. You're being serious? You're being
Yeah, it's like Pele.
Is it, though? Pele was fucking.
I don't know. I don't know who that guy is, so I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering. Do you really know who Ronaldo is?
I don't. I followed soccer like you used to.
Pele. Pele was the only soccer player I knew back then.
Right.
And I used to try to do that soccer kick only in the pool because I couldn't do it in land. I could only sit there in the pool and do this back kick.
Or Beckham. I know Beckham.
David Beckham. You're right.
So bend it like Beckham.
We have the same background of soccer. Right, but right. Now I'm watching because my kids play soccer now, so I love it, right? So I watch it. Anyhow, soccer great Cristiano Ronaldo, named the newest Therabody CBD athlete. Now, why this is so big, Craig is, because he's probably one of the biggest well-known soccer players in the world. Like, all bullshit aside, he is like your Pele, and he's like your David Beckham all over the world. So those two names that we know locally, maybe most local folks that are just common who knew the Pele and David Beckham name because David Beckham married the posh girl, you know, made him his American status go a little higher to the normal folk that didn't follow soccer.
I just read the sports page, so you'd see him on the sports page.
True.
So Gretzky. I don't know many other hockey players either.
So Ronaldo's like that. Ronaldo has that cachet to him. Yes.
Got it. Established.
Yes. Therabody, the creator of the Theragun. You know that, right? The Theragun.
Right. I've seen it, yes.
By the way, I've used it before when I was golfing. Shot my best round, a 79, right before using that. And I shot a 7. Exactly. My eyes were big, too. In a tournament at that.
Do you have one?
I do not have a Theragun. You would think I would, especially after shooting a score like that. But the producer of TheraOne CBD Wellness Products named the former Real Madrid and current Juventus forward Cristiano Ronaldo its newest Therabody athlete. The partnership between the Los Angeles-based tech wellness company and the Portuguese native considered to be one of the greatest soccer players of all time marks the release of the company's largest global ad campaign. Did you hear me? Global ad campaign. That's why I say this is big, dog. This is real. It's not, you know, the U.S. It's a global ad campaign, which is set to launch in the U.S., the U.K., Europe, Canada, Australia, China, and Japan. That's huge for this CBD company. Once again, it's CBD making global news. As Ronaldo says, my body is my weapon. And to be honest, you need the best recovery. That's why I chose Therabody. Ronaldo began using the Theragun, a handheld percussion therapy device, as a part of his routine in 2017. And Dr. Jason Wersland, the founder and chief wellness officer of Therabody, said he was honored to support Ronaldo's journey, which included numerous injuries since he made his international soccer debut for Portugal in 2003 at the age of 18. So if he started in 2003 at the age of 18, how old is he now, Craig?
I
don't know.
I'm too tired to do the math.
He's 36. It was 18 years ago because it's 2021.
Good for you.
Yeah, I kind of did the math earlier, so I didn't want to. I quizzed myself, and I still didn't know the answer. I had to literally pull out the calculator. So
I didn't even feel like
I wanted
about
to quiz
it.
You, but don't get me.
I knew you had the answer.
Don't get me twisted. I didn't know it either, and nor did I have it that quickly. But, you know, for those out there who did get it fast, good job for you.
Good
Cristiano
for you.
Is a lifelong student and has become a master of his craft, always exploring new and effective ways to take care of his body and mind. Right here, you guys, this is another reason why this is huge, is because you're hitting the soccer moms. And when the soccer moms hear CBD, well, my other soccer mom's smoking a little joint here and there. And, you know, we're not having so many wine Tuesdays, but maybe edible Wednesdays. And, you know, my point is that's what it does. It opens people's eyes when you see things like that. This is why it's going green, because Ronaldo is a worldwide athlete to reckon with. And when he says this product helps my body, as we all know, it helps our bodies. People are going to believe it and go buy this product. Now, I don't know if it's traded, this and that, but when I told you guys about some of my other products, hence you just said David Beckham, his product went online. I said, go look on that one, and it blew up and still doing well. A guy like Ronaldo gets around a Therabody. You may want to look into this company because you may want to do some moving around of your money and play with it. I'm not a financial advisor by any means.
No.
But I do see when you get the big names in the world of sport that put their name on something, they usually push a product pretty good. I'm going to throw $25,000 at it.
Nice.
But that's about it.
Nice.
Other than that, I'm Joe Grande. That's Going Green. Craig, I hope you got some cannabis news from me real quick.
A little bit of news, yeah. This is great. A federal study. No changes in youth marijuana use trends following legalization.
Where's the study out of?
These findings make it clear that cannabis access can be legally regulated for adults in a manner that does not inadvertently impact young people's habits. So, and I pulled out a couple headlines so I could go through a bunch of different little snippets of news. So I don't know what study it was, but the more research I've done, and over the last few years since legalization for adult use here in California since 18, I've seen these articles over and over and over and over again that there has been no increase whatsoever in underage use of cannabis since it's been regulated. Because that was one of the, you know, the haters were like, oh, no, all the kids are going to get it. And no, they're going to get it more if it's in the black market.
One may say right now when they're hearing this going, yeah, but you're only doing these studies from the pro-cannabis side. How about this? Anybody can do these studies, and these studies aren't showing proof even from the other side. And I'm sure that the other side may be trying to get some of these studies and aren't finding the evidence to report it.
Because it's not there.
Exactly my point. Because if it was there, the propaganda would be like, look it's, what it, cannabis is doing bad.
It's the same thing with these kids. The propaganda about having storefronts in your community and hurting the community. And the crime and the this and the that. And that's
people
been,
are waiting
that's
for
been
it.
Totally debunked.
Hold on a second. Speaking of which, I have some breaking news about that. You ready for this?
Tell us.
Where's the gun send? Where's David? Where do you send me? Gonna send. Okay, look, I got this text early. This is for Southern California, Los Angeles folks. Gonna send you some audio of LA Sheriff Villanueva talking about the cannabis industry destroying the city.
Wow.
I don't have the audio yet to play, but when
and
we get the
and
audio,
they're still,
I'm supposed to get it tonight around 6 o'clock. Maybe we can insert it in here, and if we do, you know, you can hear the sheriff saying
this. There's still
this.
People out there that have that reefer madness mentality, and it's just, it sucks. You know, I think police are so ingrained in some of them, because some of them don't give a shit. A lot of them don't give a shit. But a lot of them use it themselves.
As we talk about propaganda and the bullshit that we hear from folks, or to hear Sheriff Villanueva say that, my gut says, Craig, and I'm just wondering if you're going to follow my direction of what I think. I think he's talking about the black market and the storefronts that just are fake and bullshit.
I don't know.
I don't know if he's talking, because I don't think
know.
the
I don't know how he could say the illegal market is hurting anything.
Well, because it's taken away from the money from the real stores and the capital that could be going there. That's the only way.
If he's talking about illegal stores.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing I can like try to digest in my head of where
what,
the
Joe?
Hell are you,
you know
going?
What, Joe? You know what, Joe? This is what I think. I think we should probably
take a break.
Take a break. And
let's let your brother come in here.
When we get that footage or when we have the audio, we'll have a good discussion about what he actually says.
And when we come back, Mark Wasserman's going to walk in here, and he has a story out of San Diego about a drug bust that happened and a story across the pond. It's Cannabis Talk 101. You know what time it is?
Dime time.
Dime time, folks. Dime Industries. Check them out. Find it online. They got one of the best products out there in the game. Matter of fact, Mark's using it all the time. If you've seen Mark in Vegas, he's just walking around puffing on that dime. That one. I forget what it's called. Not
it
the
is
one.
One of the best products for sure.
It really is, though. I hear. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Cora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power.
So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. Craig, it's always great to hear from you. That was a great story, but now...
Craig?
Yeah, Craig, you just did a good story
you
right
like
before.
That story?
I did. I thought.
Your it was a good story.
Your news is always amazing.
Always.
Yeah, but right now, I want to hear when cannabis goes bad before I go green in the next segment.
I've got some when cannabis goes bad, man. Out of Otay Mesa, which is the port of entry in San Diego.
Otay.
The headline reads...
What was that? That was the Little Rascals, right? Buckwheat for the Little Rascals? OJ is Otay. Love that show. It's almost bad because we can't even, like, reference it anymore. Like, we're referencing a TV show. We're all nervous. Like, oh, shit, we can't do it.
You're referencing Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live, too, right?
Oh, hell,
it's
one of the best.
It's a double reference.
He did those are the good Eddie Murphys.
Right? The
those
good
are
Buckwheat.
What'd you say?
Referencing Eddie Murphy's portrayal.
Oh, that was a good one. Not only that, I love watching it with my kids still because, you know, they're watching them with my little ones. They're fun to watch the Little Rascal stuff. But go ahead, Mark, start.
Right, well, we're getting very creative here. We got the agents that found 12,000 pounds of cannabis at the port of entry.
12,000? Do they know where it came from, Mexico or where?
Well, it was mixed in with a papaya shipment. So customs and border officers...
Papayas from Mexico, I'm sure.
...found more than 12,000 pounds of cannabis mixed in with a shipment of papayas. Officers discovered the illicit cargo around 5:45 on that Monday evening when an X-ray machine revealed anomalies in the trailer of a big rig driven by a 50-year-old Mexican man at a crossing area for commercial vehicles. The custom official said in their statement, a drug-sniffing dog then zeroed in on the cannabis, and a search of the trailer turned up 873 wrapped packages of cannabis mixed in with fresh papayas. Apparently, the papayas didn't work to stop
the
smell.
Hide the cannabis? No, it wouldn't be the smell. Of course, it was the X-ray, which is funny that I didn't realize they had those X-rays for those big old trucks like that. That's the first I even heard of this.
Speaking of X-rays, you know, at airports now, especially at Oklahoma, they have 3D X-rays. I just noticed that because I went through. I didn't have to take out my laptops.
They had that, too, for the first time. I just flew out of Long Beach, and Long Beach had that as well. Coming
well,
back,
I have
I
TSA,
pull out.
So I haven't had to take it out for a while.
Oh, look at me. I'm TSA. I'm a special one.
TSA
I just let them know.
And I have
my
clear.
Last
Do you
name
have clear?
Is Wasserman.
You have clear also?
I have clear vision with my glasses on, but I don't have... What is clear?
Clear is another thing you can buy that gets you in front of the entire line up to where you give the guy and he looks at your... ID
pass
thing,
to get on the plane.
The TSI. No.
Oh, through security.
Through security. So if there's a big ass line to give your ticket and your ID to the TSA guy sitting there before you go through the metal detector, clear. I don't know, a couple hundred bucks a year or something like that. You can use your thumbprint, your eyes, and it. Boom. They walk you straight up to the front. And then if
how
you
much
have
did
TSA,
it cost? I want to get that. How much?
A couple hundred.
That's
bucks.
It. And now every time you fly, you're up.
Yep.
What if you're
well, I
with
have TSA also, so you do both. You use clear because TSA can back up too. So if you have TSA and it's backed up, you go through clear and it puts you right in the very front of the line of TSA.
TSA is free. You just got to go to the online and do
the
stuff.
$99.
Too.
TSA pre.
It's only like $99 for a couple
the
years.
TSA, and
TSA
then,
pre.
And then the other one's another
clear.
Couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
Clear. So both of those.
Worth it.
$300 for a couple years and you're going to go up front.
Way worth
Let
it.
Me ask you, do they let your wife go with you or did you have to do the same thing for your wife?
No, it's funny you say that. They finally,
I didn't hear anybody laughing,
they
but thanks.
Finally,
I wasn't telling a joke
they finally
either.
Fixed a loophole because I we both
They
had
let
clear.
Your wife go with you? They didn't put her back to Mexico?
No. When I had TSA, I still have it. She doesn't. When
TSA
I would book
pre.
My tickets on one of the airlines, I booked me as the first passenger, her as the second. And when we got our boarding passes, I said TSA pre on it. And hers also said it, even though she didn't have it. Now, this year, when I put mine in first, hers second, my ticket comes out with TSA pre and hers doesn't. So for a while there, it was like, oh, you don't have to get yours. You just, everybody I book under mine got it.
Me too, with the whole family.
Now it was big, big loophole.
So now, when you just flew it, they should, she couldn't do it?
She, yeah, we have to get her own TSA. Which
so you walked through the front and left your wife in line?
I did.
No, you did not.
I did.
He did?
I
let her,
God.
I let her go through there, and I went this way because I'm not. If I don't take off my shoes, take my laptop out, all that bullshit, I don't take my hat off. You just walk through with everything.
Hold on. You left your wife in security by herself going through
while
you.
She has
while
clear.
You,
now, remember, she has clear. And the first time
you
we
have
went
clear
through,
as well.
I know the first time we went through, she actually made it through before I did because it wasn't that crowded. And on my side, there were some morons putting their shit on the belt. So actually, she got through first.
So you guys just don't go together? Like, okay, babe, like we're traveling together. You're my wife. I'm going to walk
through
with you.
I got all this shit in my backpack.
She waits next to her.
No.
You wait next to her and you put it on the belt and you
no,
go through
she's
the
like,
thing.
You go through TSA and I'll go here. I'll meet you on the other side.
I didn't know how the Wassermans roll. My wife
Man, it's tough. I can leave her for a few minutes.
Well, that's good. You know what? I could leave my wife forever, but I just wouldn't. You know, it's called being a gentleman. Maybe I should spray some cologne on you called gentleman. Go ahead, Mark, please.
Now,
sorry
within,
for making Craig feel bad. I just was shocked that you did. Although I want to look into that because
well,
for
clear,
me.
You can get your family for an extra $50 each, family members.
And that you don't have to go anywhere. You just go to the, you just go there and you find a clear station. You walk up and you can sign up right there.
What about overseas, out of the country help?
Doesn't matter. It's wherever clear has an entryway at an airport. Doesn't matter where it is.
It's always tough for me because they always pull me aside. They go, Joseph Lopez, get
you
your...
Like it.
Well, no. I'm like, I'm not 150 like pounds and there's no tattoos on my neck, homeboy.
You like it. They want you to bend over and check
yeah,
you out.
Yeah, cough two more times. I'm like, okay, how about six? Cup check me. Continue.
What are you hiding there, Joe?
Exactly. A turtle.
Is that a sack? A sack of potatoes?
There's the head.
So there's a lot of action going on at the port of entry in San Diego. Within 4 days last August... The same commercial port customs, they found 14,880 pounds of cannabis mixed in with boxes of limes in a big rig. So whoever is deciding to do that, they also found 21,000 pounds of methamphetamines, which were mixed in among cactus pads. So whoever is deciding to try to hide these things
in fruit,
it's not really working. Maybe you should stop and... think of something
well, that's
else.
To let that's so they the truck next to them has double the amount of the shit on it, and that gets through.
But you guys, being here in Southern California for us, we've seen this all our lives. And I was in Northern California growing up, and I just remember hearing things and knowing that we can come down to LA, or even knowing now that that's how it happens. It comes straight through the border like that, folks. Or on the coast and drops into San Pedro. Are right
Pedro?
There in that docks where you're talking about in San Diego, but either one of those, Long Beach, not so much. At least I don't hear about it. I just know these San Pedro boys that tell me stories that I've heard of. But it's like we all know this. I mean, it's so funny to think that we know of these quote unquote crimes
that go down so easily.
I
think they do so. The people that are importing or exporting or smuggling, you know, they do so much of it. I think they have lost leaders.
What is this called exactly?
Yeah.
A smuggle? An export?
Smuggling.
This is smuggling. There's no exporting because it's not legal.
Well,
I think exporting.
Illegal export.
Illegal exporting, quote unquote, smuggling.
Drug running.
Well, it's illegal export coming from Mexico to here. If you're the one bringing it here, it's illegal import.
Ah.
You see?
So it depends. The gentleman that was bringing it in, was he legal or illegal? Or does it say in the story there, Mark?
Whoever it was illegally importing it into the U.S.
So it becomes a bunch of different crimes.
They were legally
crime.
Importing papayas, I guess, right? They were importing papayas.
Would that be illegally if they were illegally importing papayas? Can't you bring four? Because like when we go to the grocery store,
you
see avocados
you see
from Mexico all the
come,
time.
When you come back from Vegas, going through the checkpoint, do you have fruit? Are you bringing fruit back? Are you bringing fruit back?
Okay.
Just him.
So, yeah.
That's
that
what he used to always
one.
Do that.
Did he do that? You
he
used to do
that
to your brother all the time?
Yeah, we'd go to Vegas. He'd drive back. Go, hey, fruit to Tim.
That was actually stupidly funny and horrible all at the same time. And I really, that's some brother shit that I love right there. That right there to me was just as golden as it gets.
And I gotta go get through this one last story because I really love it, what they're doing out of Kingston, Canada. The headline reads, Canadian cannabis shop is hiring. And those with drug charges on their records need apply. So, a Kingston cannabis shop is opening a new store in the East End, and ownership is thinking out of the box when it comes to its hiring process. Quote, the owner says, "We prioritize any applications with people with activism or cannabis charges or drug-related charges on their record." The reasoning behind this, he says, is threefold. First of all, it would be hypocritical of us to not. My partner and I, as everybody is very well aware, were raided in 2017 for selling cannabis seeds and also for cannabis competition. Secondly, she said, with drug-related charges are more than likely to have plenty of experience dealing with the product, something she says is currently lacking in the legal cannabis industry. We've seen a lot of people with money, but a lot of people with know-how without the knowledge. McLean says that she's been told there have been a number of people that have been denied employment at other cannabis stores in Kingston due to their criminal past. She hopes to give them opportunities for work after they've served their time.
That's a beautiful story, Mr. Mark Wasserman. Kingston, Canada, is it a dispensary? Is that the name of the dispensary?
Kingston. Well, it just, you know what? It actually doesn't say the name of the
shop.
It
just says in Kingston, Canada.
A Kingston cannabis shop. A Kingston cannabis shop. Oh, no, I'm sorry. My apologies. Oh, Cali X. That's funny.
Cali X in Kingston, Canada?
C-A-L-Y-X and Trichomes. So there's two spots. Cali X and Trichomes in Kingston.
How do you spell Trichomes?
T-R-Y-C-H-O-M-E-S. And these two shops that she owns are, you know, looking for people who have been harmed.
Question for you, big brother, because you're the one who really makes all the decisions in your office. Some guy comes in there, and he's been arrested for cannabis. And he wants to get a job with you guys. He's got the credentials to get a job for you. He's worked in another law office. Perfect example, Chris Franchino has worked in a law office plenty of years, helped run the law office.
What's your point?
Would you hire him?
Of course.
Even though he's been to prison for selling with cannabis.
Who are you talking
to? I just want you to get your good.
Who are you asking?
I'm trying to set you up to look good.
Do you know
what
you're asking? Of course I would.
Would you, Mark?
I would never hold that against someone.
Absolutely.
So not only in Kingston, Canada, but also
Stanton, California.
In Stanton, California, they are also hiring. Call them up right now. 1-800-WASHLAW.
Hey, the proof is in the pudding. You know, just talk to Patrick. He's a convict, ex-convict.
Is Patrick convict?
He's not
the other lawyer?
He's happy.
You could pass the bar after being a convict?
Yeah.
Really?
His was expunged. His felony was expunged. And he has a cannabis felony.
He was peddling weed back in college.
Oh, that is wonderful.
And that's why he's on his crusade, because his buddy, who was doing the same thing but ended up in federal prison, was black, doing the same thing he did.
His buddy went to prison. And
correct.
Your boy got off.
Yep.
And your boy's white.
Yep.
Same crime, different time.
That's why he
the
fights
black man goes
so
down
hard
again.
For the reform.
Yeah, and he does.
And
as we all do. As we sit here and fight the power that be. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Craig, it's that time. Your brother had to leave, so he can't bring us back.
Get lit.
No.
Take a hit. Get lit. And sit back. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, Mark and Craig, the Pot Brothers at Law. Joe?
I just want to thank everyone from our staff who helps us out and did so well at G4 Live. Thank you guys all very much. You all know who you are. We love you. We appreciate you. For those who don't know who they are, just take a look at our Instagram and see all their lovely faces. They made us look really good out
there. Absolutely. It was great. I could just show up and sit down. I have to do shit.
Yeah. So great news, Mark. Thank you for sharing that with us. Interesting shit out of the ports. And we all know the drugs come in like that. And hopefully this fan will hit Mark or Craig and cool him down a little bit. I got another Go Green story. I know I started off with some Go Green on an athlete, but I'm going back to another athlete. You'll know this one maybe. Former Cub great and new cannabis user Ryan Seinberg becomes a spokesman for a weed cannabis basically retailer. And you know, he
I don't think it's new user.
Well, listen to this. I got the full story.
That's
for
what
you.
They say.
But it's true. He's like 70 years old, for God's sakes. How old is he? Let me go down this. He's 61 years old. 61 years old, okay? So let me get to the story. In the news that might come as a shock to many longtime Chicago Cub fans, Cubs legend Ryan Seinberg not only openly uses cannabis products, but is also a spokesman for a retailer. Now, Chicago-based cannabis retailer VeraLife recently announced, and Frankino, VeraLife, V-E-R-A-L-I-F-E, reach out to them. Let's get them on here and see what we can do about this. That Seinberg is the company's latest celebrity endorser. Now, the Hall of Fame second baseman began consuming cannabis gummies and tinctures earlier this year. So he's only saying at 61. He just barely started using it. And is pleased with the results so far. Which actually goes hand in hand, though, Craig, with what the evidence shows that's going into a dispensary. It's the older generation. 61 is prime fucking number of walking in there. It's 45 plus. So, you know, 61 isn't far from that demographic. I really think it's actually 50 plus, but I'm just going a little younger.
You know what's crazy is there's just so many athletes in the last 5 years that we've been doing this that we've met that are just all over cannabis as far as treatment for a lot of their issues.
And realizing how good it is for them.
We interviewed, I don't think you were with us, Joe, early on in San Diego, we interviewed a World Series pitcher. Can't remember his name.
Was his name Tommy John?
No, he broke his arm, though, while he was pitching.
Oh, shit.
Literally while he was throwing the ball. broke his arm.
Ooh.
And I mean, and he was a huge advocate for cannabis. And I mean,
after or before?
After.
Okay.
After. I can't remember if he did it before, but we have so many athletes who attest to the medicinal benefits of using cannabis to cure or alleviate all the problems their bodies go through in these professional sports.
Well, this is what's great about this Kat Sandberg, who was, of course, you know, Hall of Famer, all this other good stuff, who's 61 years old, played for the Chicago Cubs. He told the Tribune out there in Chicago, I really didn't know anything about it. I didn't have any interest in it. And now it's every day sometimes as I'm looking for something to take the edge off. That's kind of what it is, right? Recreational usage of cannabis has been legal in Illinois since January 1st, 2020. And VeriLife, which is owned by PharmaCann, Chino, PharmaCann is the owner of this spot, is looking to draw the Windy City cannabis consumers to its dispensaries by making the greatest middle infielder in Cubs history one of the faces of its brand. Sandberg's first gained interest in the company when he toured the PharmaCann Cultivation Center in December of 2020. So that's what I'm saying, Craig. When I first mentioned this, you're like, well, maybe not. But dude, he just was introduced to it in 2020. And then
one of those guys who didn't want to do it and finally figured out, you know what? I should check this out.
I think a lot of those older generation has, right? Those are your peers right there. And Sandberg says, I was able to drive down and take a tour. It was pretty remarkable. My first time seeing anything like that. And I was just highly impressed with the whole operation. Like I said, he's 61 years old and now an investor in VeriLife. He began experimenting with cannabis in early 2021 and now regularly uses it for relieving pain and winding down at night. The iconic Cub, who is currently an analyst for Marquee Sports Network, which is dope because that means he's calling games and doing things, and now he's a face for cannabis out there in Illinois. So you got a face for a cannabis dispensary.
Yeah, and he's on the sport.
Exactly. It's very, very normalizing it, right? Agreed to
breaking
serve as a
stigma.
Spokesman for a VeriLife in March, which the endorsement of that is would be rather controversial during Sandberg's playing career. It's fairly common now for celebrities to do that. And it just, I love that we see older gentlemen as well doing this. I would like to see that young generation as well, Craig, join that out of the green closet. As I look at some of the players that are playing in the NBA playoffs right now that are with the New Jersey Knicks? No, what is
no,
it?
No, it's
what's New Jersey? Brooklyn Nets. There's some players on the Brooklyn Nets that are heavily involved in cannabis and have their money into it, and they can't really talk too much about it. And a lot of players are using the rubs and creams and this and that. And the NBA, you know, didn't. But my point is, the younger generation is using it. These athletes are. They're not afraid. They're just, you know, not
well,
so much out of it.
Especially since the NBA for this year anyways, I believe, isn't testing for any THC.
And the Big Three, first NBA league to, not the NBA, but the Big Three was a professional basketball organization that said we're not testing for it, and CBD is fully good to go. So I'm Joe Grande. That's your Go Green Moments. Sandberg, Hall of Famer, shortstop for the Chicago Cubs, making some big moves out there with PharmaCann. So if you're ever going to go out to that dispensary out in good old Chicago at VeriLife, tell them Cannabis Talk 101 sent you. Craig, you got some news over there, brother?
Yeah, this is an interesting story out of, let's see, where is this out of? Back East Philadelphia. 65-year-old, this is almost a when cannabis goes bad story in a sense. And it just caught my eye. It's a brutal story. A 65-year-old doctor was thrown in jail and stripped of his medical license because he grew weed for his wife as an alternative to addictive opioids.
He got in trouble, you said? What happened? He did what?
He got thrown in jail and stripped of his medical license because he was growing cannabis for his ill wife as an alternative to addictive opioids.
How fucked up is that right there?
So the Pennsylvania
My wife's
governor,
dying and I can't grow her cannabis?
The good part of this story is the Pennsylvania governor, Tom Wolf, has pardoned the doctor who was arrested and thrown in jail for growing the marijuana to help his dying wife. Dr. Paul Ezell, an eye doctor from Philadelphia suburbs, was arrested in 2014 after anonymous motherfucking tipster, I added that, told the cops that he was growing and selling weed.
I would have never guessed.
Cops began snooping on Ezell and got a search warrant to raid his home after finding cannabis trimmings in the trash. In his basement, they discovered a weed grow-op with 28 mature plants, grow lights, and bongs. Police charged the doctor with conspiracy to manufacture and distribute a controlled substance, paraphernalia possession, possession of a controlled substance, and a host of other crimes. In the end, Zell ended up serving 6 months in jail and losing the license to practice medicine. The doctor's daughter, Victoria, was also convicted and her nursing license was revoked.
What did she do?
She helped.
How do they know?
She was probably there at the house, lived at the house.
But how do you, so we're together, now you helped me do this?
I'm not quite sure how
that's
the daughter
my
got
point
involved,
is that's bullshit, unless she admitted it.
But it's ridiculous in the first place that someone, there was no evidence of sales. That's probably why he only got 6 months. It was more for the possession, it sounds like. And in 2014, I'm guessing it was not legal medically and it wasn't legal adult use-wise in 2014. So the 6 months is probably because it was the paraphernalia possession, the possession of the actual cannabis. He had no, I mean, they charged him with intent to sell, but he didn't sell anything. He did it for his wife as an alternative to opioid addiction, which our nation is facing a crisis. I mean, the fact that the governor...
Opioids are the number one killer for white males.
At least we have a governor who came along and said, you know what?
Pardon him.
We're going to pardon you.
That's great. That's nice.
And this way, both him and his daughter can get their medical license back to practice.
That's the best part of that story right there. We want to thank CaliFX for always being a part of the show. We also want to thank Dime Industries, folks. It's dime time. You could always mix all these good things up with each other and throw in some skinny weed. I don't know if you've noticed, Craig, but I've lost quite a few pounds. I've been taking the skinny weed.
Do I have to tell you if I notice?
My scale tells the truth. Guess what my scale said? Pitch, you're going to love this.
322?
Why are you such an asshole? You're like
you
that.
You know that. You know better.
Don't ask him how much I weigh. Look at Pitt staring at me as he's chomping on a cookie. He's waiting for me to say the magic number.
220?
Oh, I'm going to kiss you open mouth for that comment right there, boy.
No, okay, 500? Well, don't kiss me.
Stay on the high side. The high side's funnier. I'm going to show you. You know when you're fat and you get a good
just
number on the scale?
We
actually take
you.
A picture.
Just
hold on
tell
a second.
Us.
I have.
Come on.
My scale says the number. You ready? Here it is. Oh, I just took the picture, not the video. Damn it.
Oh, you moron.
What an idiot I am. Sorry, you guys. It's 243.6.
Nice.
Pitt, you see that number right there, Playboy?
I see it. I can vouch.
And you ready for this? When I started taking skinny weed and everything, literally all bullshit aside, I was touching 270. I was sitting in this chair at 270. And I've been doing this. And, of course, eating right and going to the gym. But finally, I felt like, and I really feel, I'm not getting paid for none of this. When I started taking the skinny weed, and I'm buying the shit now. Handed to me. Now I'm buying it.
What are you doing with skinny weed?
Nothing. I just buy it and I take it. That's what's crazy. You would think you would just give
it
to me.
THC?
As much as I'm talking about it, you just give it to me.
It has THC?
No. It's called skinny weed, but no THC in it.
Gotcha.
It has a bunch
CBD?
Of just... CBD stuff and all kinds of good stuff in it. I'm not the endorser of the product by no means. I'm just saying they're also, it's Janae's product here from the Women of Cannabis Talk 101.
Maybe I should try some.
You need to.
I do. I need to lose about 15.
And so does Pitt while you're eyeballing me over there, brother. Also, a big shout out to Connector. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. Remember this, if no one else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.